Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. It's Monday morning. July. Good gravy. January 29th. It's almost February. And I have a really fascinating guest on the phone with me today. Pastor Stephen Stricker, who is a full-time dual parish pastor in Iowa and also a full-time farmer, joining me to talk a little bit about life as both a farmer and a pastor. Welcome, Pastor Stricker.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How is it out there in Iowa today?
0 degrees this morning.
Wow.
Here in Iowa. It is cold.
That is cold. Yeah, we're about 30 degrees warmer than that here.
Yes, a little warmer down there.
Wow. So where are you in the midst of the in the planting and harvesting season? Is this kind of a lull for you?
This is the time of the year where we get equipment ready, get all of our seed and fertilizer and inputs prepared, and get the equipment ship-shape and ready to go, and just getting ready, preparing for the planting season. It'll be coming up in April.
Okay, so that'll probably come up sooner than you realize.
Yes. It'll come here quicker than you think.
Right. And my husband is grew up in farmland, and so I've learned a lot about farming in the last 7.5 years. There's a lot that goes on in the background, behind the scenes, during these quote unquote lull seasons, isn't there? There's a lot that has to be done.
Yes, I look back at when I first started farming when I was a young boy growing up on the farm. There's so much more planning goes on today, I think, than what used to happen way back. We have so much more technology now, what seeds we're going to plant on what fields, what chemicals we're going to use, how we're going to go about planting and doing. Just the planning process is so much more involved than I think it ever was in the past.
Absolutely. And you mentioned getting into farming as a boy. How did you get into farming as a boy?
Growing up on the farm, it's really all I ever dreamed of doing was farming. I really didn't have anything else under radar. It's what I love. I love farming the land. I love seeing what God gives us, what God gives us in the land, and how we can produce and feed the world, essentially.
Sure. And how is farming like being a pastor in a parish? Are there a lot of similarities between the two?
I think the two parallel them each other very, very well. They complement each other. I like to think, in the farming season, we have spring, summer, and fall. We plant our crop in the spring, and in the summer we nurture and we care for our crop, and in the fall we harvest the crop. And I think that parallels very well with the church. You know, we have to plant that word. We share that word each and every Sunday in church, and in our day-to-day activities we spread that word to all the people to hear, and then we wait for the Holy Spirit to work in people's hearts and to nurture that word within them and see that word grow within them. And then in the fall, you know, with the harvest, and ultimately that's when we all go home to be with our Lord and Savior in heaven as believers in Him. So I think it's a full circle. The two really go together very well.
Yeah. Are there elements of farming that have helped you in your ministry, kind of be able to care for the people that you're shepherding?
I think the biggest thing is that I'm not in control. God's in control. We see that in farming all the time, because the weather may not cooperate. Things may not grow the way we want. Weeds come. Things happen that are out of our control oftentimes. And I think the same thing happens within the church. You know, we can do our best, and sometimes we end up short, and we blame ourselves that we maybe didn't do enough or we should have done more. And we forget the fact that it's not us in charge. It's not us doing it. It's God working in all that we do.
Sure. And so you've been a farmer for what, 34 years?
Yep. Going on that.
Wow. But you haven't been a pastor for that long.
Nope. I've been an ordained pastor for about 2.5 years now. I was a vicar for 2 years prior to that. I was a licensed lay deacon prior to that. And that's really where I got started in the church and wanted to grow and wanted to do more. I just felt there was more to do. And the two congregations that I was helping out, they had a combination of circumstances happen. Their membership had dwindled down to the point where they could no longer afford a full-time pastor. And I was helping them out on a part-time basis in word ministry only, going down there and helping see, make shut-in calls. And then the two pastors who were helping out, giving them the sacraments, they both decided that they wanted to retire. And so they were kind of at a crossroads. If somebody didn't do something, the two congregations were going to close. And I just couldn't see that happening. So that's when I decided to go off to St. Louis and enroll in the seminary and become a pastor.
That's fantastic. Tell me a little bit about both of your parishes.
Laverne, Iowa is a small little town in northern Iowa. And Livermore, Iowa, they're only 9 miles apart. Two little towns of about 250, 300 people, I'm guessing, live there. Rural, most of the demographics of the congregation is farmers. And some work in the towns at the elevator and stuff. We are blessed with having a lot of young people in both congregations. We have children. We have Sunday school. We have confirmation class. I've got 11 children in my confirmation class this year.
Wow. What does a typical day or a typical week look like for you? I know that probably shifts pretty drastically during the year, but how do you split your time between being a farmer and being a pastor?
I like to think that I have the most flexible schedule in the world, because whichever one needs me the most or the worst is where I go.
Sure.
We've had in the middle of spring planting or fall harvest where someone gets sick and I just go to the hospital. If there's a funeral, we have a funeral. They're understanding it goes both ways. When I'm busy, you know, obviously I don't spend as much time down at the two churches, but I try and spend as much time as I possibly can there. I do preach every Sunday down there in spring and fall. I don't take any of those off. We do have midweek services, confirmation class. We have those. Everything kind of goes on as normal. It's just they don't have the luxury of having a pastor living in the parsonage next to the church anymore.
Sure. Who do you have around you to help with all of these responsibilities?
My son helps me out a lot. He joined his farming here probably 5-6 years ago, came back, went to Iowa State, decided to come back to the farm, and he helps out a lot because he really fills that void when I have to take off and leave on the spur of the moment. He can pretty much jump into and make sure everything gets done that has to get done on the farm.
Sure. I might get a little nerdy on the farming side of this, but what kind of crops do you actually farm?
We grow corn and soybeans.
Okay.
We grow.
Sure. And with the farming and with the being a pastor now for a few years, have you been able to help other pastors who are in the same role? Because you're not the only one. There are many other pastor and farmer, bivocational pastors and farmers. Have you been able to help some of those pastors as well through this kind of different journey of being a pastor and a farmer?
I think I have, because I went into this knowing that I was going to be a bivocational pastor. I willingly said I want to serve two churches and also farm as well, where many pastors today, they become bivocational simply because the congregations can no longer to afford to pay them. And I think just talking to them and telling them that they're not a failure in life because the congregation, the membership dwindled, and just giving them the assurance that what they do is appreciated by all, and that we would love to see every church have a full-time pastor, but unfortunately it just doesn't always work out that way. The finances just aren't there to afford it. And I think a lot of people have called me up and asked me how I do it, and I tell them that God gives me the strength, He gives me the energy to do it, and all that we do is for the good of the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. And you've been, I met you at the RSTM, the Rural and Small Town Ministry conference. What was that, last fall?
In November.
Yeah. And so how has RSTM helped you in your roles?
They've been a tremendous help. Todd and Amy, they both do a wonderful job at RSTM, helping out rural and small town congregations throughout the United States. The conference they put on is a good place for us to go and hear the speakers that talk and how we can and deal with the things we have in these smaller congregations where we don't maybe have as many people in programs, and how we can work together with other congregations, and also the webcasts that they do, the live stream things they do on a monthly basis where we can log on from our computers and we don't have to drive and go someplace, and we can stay up and hear about new things that are coming out and how we can serve God in the church today.
Sure. What are some of the most influential things that you've been able to gain from learning from the RSTM conferences?
Well, I think the most assuring thing that I had, I remember the first time that I met Amy and Todd, and they've been to my house here, and it's just how much they embrace the ministry that they are doing at RSTM. They really care about the small congregations. Oftentimes the small congregations are forgotten about and overlooked within the church today, and we tend to focus on the larger congregations, but yet we do have a lot of small congregations that make up the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod today, and I think they're equally as important today as they were back when those churches started back, and a lot of them started in the 1800s. You know, they've been going for a long time.
Sure. And we have just about 30 seconds left. What is what's the thing that you enjoy the most about being able to be a farmer and also be a pastor?
The most important. I think I love growing, taking what God has given us and growing something and helping those out. And I love in the church taking God's word and sharing that word with those that need to hear God's word and giving them the strength and the comfort and just relying on all that God has given me and given all people in their lives in order to get through to endure those difficult times.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor Stricker, thank you so much for being my guest on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Thank you.
And you can read more of Pastor Stricker's story in the fall 2017 edition of engage.lcms.org.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.